history.
Happy anniversary to you, Pastor Vanessa, our Mother Eagle. We're so grateful that you are on the line with us this morning, and we're so grateful to you. TMC family, please join us as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just love you, and we are just so thankful for this day that you have made, Lord. We are rejoicing, and we're so glad in it. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful call, Lord, the Master's call, Lord, and the family that we have in the Master's call, Lord. And we just thank you for our founders, our Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and our pastor, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle, Lord. Thank you for their yes. Thank you for blessing them into overflow every day, Lord, in their bodies and in their family and in their community, Lord. And we just ask you, Lord, and thank you for your wonderful blessings, your continued blessings over them and over this call, Lord. And we thank you for the Master's Call family, Lord. We thank you for every single speaker and listener on the call, Lord. Continue to bless them and do something super special and supernatural for each one of them, Lord, where they know that this blessing can only come from you, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, for opening up our spiritual senses, our spiritual ears and eyes and hearts and minds, Lord, to hear and receive all that you have for each one of us individually as well as corporately, Lord, as part of your body, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for the Artists International family for giving them wisdom and revelation, Lord. And we just love you, and we agree that your kingdom come and your will be done here on this earth, Lord, that you call the body of Christ as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, again, it was a Jesus joy to greet you on this wonderful Wednesday morning. Host, are you on the line with us this morning?
I am here, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I tell you, such a blessing this morning, Minister Rebecca, to hear your voice and with little baby Rose in the background, seating and greeting everyone. Thank you so much for all you do. And thank you, Minister Psalmist Kalen. Oh, my goodness. Yes, he knows our name, and we're so glad about it. Thank you so much for allowing God to use you this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is our ninth year. We are celebrating, and we are thankful to God for 9 wonderful years. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And in behalf of our wonderful co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, say welcome to our telecommunications sanctuary, which is the Master's Call. Let me share just a little bit about what this call is all about. It started back in 2010, as you know, with these dynamic two women of God that said yes to the Master. And with that, we stood on the Word of God, Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we do have a website you can go to at any time of the hour, the day, the season, and get a word, because all the messages are archived on that website, and it is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that the bios of our speakers are there, as well as, I mentioned, all the messages for the 9 years we have been in existence. Our theme for this year is in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately will clearly be seen. Now, many of you might want to be a part of this ministry. You can do so by greeting, hosting, or you may even have a word from the Lord. Go to info@themasterscall.net. Yes, send your information to info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, what brought us all together is this great health and wellness company, Artist International, which is now Artist Life. And we definitely have the best health and wellness products available. So get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll be more than happy to share more information with you. Listen, I tell you, this is Celebration Week. We are celebrating. We're thankful to God for such a powerful message that we received yesterday from Apostle Phyllis Terry, and we are expecting great and another great word today. I'm getting out of the way and allow our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, to come and introduce to you the speaker of the hour, and I know that you're excited about what God has in store for you. Dr. Vanessa, are you available?
Yes, I am right here. Good morning, good morning, good morning again, TNC family, and again, grateful to God for 9 years. This has been a wonderful week. Kicked off with our co-founder, Dr. PK, and definitely climbed higher with Apostle Phyllis, and get ready, get ready, get ready to climb a little higher this morning. Our speaker is none other than Apostle Melissa Brown. Let me tell you a little bit about her. I'm real excited because she will be our guest at the Gathering of the Eagles Ministry Prophetic Conference in Texas this weekend. But Apostle Melissa A. Brown, a professor of gospel music, worship leader, musician, and teacher, has traveled extensively in the United States, to Jamaica, the Netherlands of Holland, and the Bahamas, as well as South Africa, Germany, Australia, Switzerland, Italy, England, St. Thomas, Hawaii, Malaysia, Singapore, and Trinidad. Apostle Brown has lived in the Asian countries of Pakistan and India. She's visited the Afghani refugees camp in Peshawar along the Khyber Pass, ministered at the International Embassy School. She's worked with all denominational missionaries and ministered from the South Sit area to the North China Mountains. Now, she has ministered on the program with renowned men and women of God, such as the singer-musician, the late Danny Bell Hall. We all, many have seen the televangelist Pat Robertson on the 700 Club, Archbishop Baron Ash, Bishop Tudor Bismarck, Bishop Harold Ray, Bishop T.D. Jakes there in Dallas. We love Dr. Cindy Trim, ministered with her also. And Melissa has also traveled as a psalmist and minstrel with our internationally known author, minister, teacher, singer, Dr. Juanita Bynum. Now, she's a very prolific songwriter as well as a sought-after worship leader. Her many songs have received both national and international reviews. A few to mention are Rain on My Field, which is recorded during our Azusa, when all both of us were there in Tulsa. The Search is Over. And yes, I'm putting in right now, Apostle, a special request for you to sing Purify Me when you come to Prairie View this weekend. Steadfast Love and Into Each Life. Apostle Melissa graduated cum laude with honors from Kentucky State University, and having majored in piano and minored in voice. And since then, she has taught individual piano, classical, traditional, and contemporary music, voice techniques, and choral instructions. She has been a producer, arranger, and engineer on a number of traditional and contemporary recording projects. Apostle Brown is now in the process of developing a music school called the Chananiah School of Worship, dedicated to teaching and mentoring worship leaders, singers, and musicians in their prospective areas of responsibilities, as well as teaching and educating pastors, which is the church's initial visionary purpose in the area of worship. She is truly a dear sister in the Lord. We're so blessed to get to know and love her and her sister while I was there in Tulsa, along with Apostle Phyllis Terry. We were all there in Tulsa over the same time frame, and look how God has orchestrated our lives to cross again now. I'd like to introduce to some and present to others our mouthpiece with a message this morning, Apostle Melissa Brown. Good morning. The floor is yours.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, woman of God. Take it away.
Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. This is a wonderful invitation. I'm so glad to be a part of the Master's Call this morning. I rejoice with all of you on 9 celebrated years, the number 9. Oh, it's the number of harmony, the number of patience, the number of inspiration. And I dare say that in these 9 years, you've learned patience. In these 9 years, you've learned how to be in harmony with one another. In these 9 years, you've learned how to inspire one another. In other words, the baby, this work, was not aborted, but has been fully and successfully delivered and given God's approval. I love it. I love it. Let me start the way I normally would in the morning. Just to set a tone. Well, buenos dias, buongiorno, bonjour, guten morgen, ciao, salbona, e caro, maati, habari, aloha, ohayo, gozaimasu. In whatever language, good morning to you wonderful people. Again, I'm so excited to be here, and well, let's get into this brief lesson for today. Let me make some changes here, and then we'll get started right now. Got just a few moments. The Catholic Creed declares that the chief end of man is to worship God and enjoy him forever. So if this is our chief end, then what is our beginning? Our beginning is to back up and perfect that which is going to be in the end, and that is worship. The Bible declares that the word of God will pass away, but worship is eternal and will remain. So I'm of this persuasion that anything that I'm going to be doing forever, I want to do it perfectly. I want to learn how to do it the best I can. Amen? I know you agree with me. Well, we will start in Exodus, where God has delivered the children of Israel from their Egyptian taskmaster. And they are now journeying through the wilderness on their way to the promised land. And so one day Moses and his cabinet accepted God's invitation to come up to the Mount of God. And what was their reward? It was this. They saw God. One definition of the word mount is to mature or to grow larger. And so in God's presence, we mature and we grow larger. He enlarges our tent. He enlarges all that concerns us. In Exodus 25, we see that it was on the mountain that God gave Moses the protocol of worship. In other words, he gave them the guidelines, the rules, the regulations, the prototype of why we worship, of who we worship, of what we worship, and of how we worship. We worship someone who's greater than you. You will worship someone who can do for you what you can't do for yourself. You worship someone who can offer you assurance, security, and protection. They were taught not to worship idols, goddesses, animals, or inanimate objects, but to worship the true and living God. They were taught how to worship. In other words, God dictates our worship. We've been taught wrong, incorrectly, that we can worship God how we want to. Bah! That's the wrong answer. God dictates our worship. We must worship him how he wants us to worship. We can't worship him anyway. We must press into God till we find out what God wants, what he wants, and that's what we give back to him. We'll get to that in just a moment. God told the children of Israel to come before him, and as Moses taught the law, they stood for 6 hours to hear the law. And then they knelt for 6 hours with their faces to the ground in worship. I believe many of us would fail the test if we were required to do that this day. Then the temple was built, and they began to follow protocol for feasts and so on and so on. They were taught when to worship. They were taught where to worship, not on the hills like the gods that were strung up in the gardens on the high hills, and they would go up to worship them. God said, no, I will not allow you to worship that way. You come before me and worship, only me. Someone said there are only two times when we should worship the Lord. One is when we feel like it, and the other is when we don't. Let's go on. I'm enjoying this. The process, Numbers 11, 7, and 8. It says, and the manna was as coriander seed, and the people went about and gathered it and ground it in mills and beat it in mortar and baked it in pans and made cakes of it. And the taste of it was the taste of fresh oil. That seems real nice, but here's what's really going on behind the scenes. It's talking about pressure. Pressure is a part of your process. You must be willing to be processed. In other words, they gathered the coriander seed was bitter to the taste until it was beaten, it was crushed, it was pulverized, it was broken, then it was beaten again, and then it was baked. The heat was turned up, and it was baked until it conformed, until it transformed into what it was to be. And that's what God is trying to get us. You can't worship him fully unless you're processed. You say, God, turn down the heat. I don't know why I'm going through this struggle. But God has devised this process to make you, to make the final person that he wants to be, to transform you into him, into the place where you look like him, you walk like him, you talk like him. And so you must be broken, crushed, pounded, pulverized, and when all else, you must be destroyed. He says you must be hurt. You must be quenched. In other words, you must be immersed to bring to an end. And when this happens, you begin to satisfy the Father. It also means to bring to birth. Hello, 9 years. You've been brought to birth through the process of being broken, through the process of being crushed, through what you've been through, sort of like those olives and grapes. Until they're pressed and pressed and pressed, you don't get the beauty out of them. Let's go on. God's true servants know that strength and knowledge comes from God's presence. So when you worship, you stay in the presence of God. And when you're in the presence of God changes you. Staying in the presence of God changes your perspective. Staying in the presence of God changes your circumstances. Staying in the presence of God makes you want to stay in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Father. Bless your name. Bless your name. And when we go through the full process, we will become, as 2 Corinthians 2:15 says, a sweet savor unto Christ. You see, when we worship, an odor is released. When we worship, our signature smell is released. God knows us not by name. God knows us by our smell, by our odor in worship. Worship, in another way, means simply to abandon yourself totally and willingly, submitting to God, your Lord and Master. Worship lies in the realm of eternity, and only an eternal God can grant you entrance by way of the Spirit into it. Worship is from the heart of God to the heart of God. Let's go on. Worship is that presses into God. That's what I was talking about early, until it taps into what God wants, and that's what you say or give back to him. In other words, when you've asked God for something, God's process might be to have you on your face. You sit in church with your hands lifted trying to worship, but God has told you, I want you prostrate before me. So as long as you lift your hands, you won't be able to come into the place where he wants you to be, because you're really disobedient. If you stand, if you begin to walk and God wants you kneeling, you're in disobedience. You won't receive what God, the fullness of what God has for you. Press into him, saints. Begin to press into him until he tells you exactly what he wants, and that's what you give back to him. Let me give you an example. One Sunday I prepared my worship and I got ready to play, and God said, I want you to hit an A flat chord and take your hands off of the keyboard, and I'll take it from there. Now, I had prepared all these songs that I knew were going to bless the people. I had prepared it before him, and it blessed me. But God said, one chord and take your hands off. And when I was obedient to him, the congregation was blessed, and 2 hours later, they came up off the floor not knowing just really what happened. We got caught up in the presence of God. Nothing was ever said, preached, or sung. Because God had his way and did what he wanted to do. And I'm so glad that he taught me obedience. Worship is worshiping past flesh until God sits in the room. And when God sits in the room, people of God, then and only then needs are met. And so I think that we've made a mistake by saying 10, 15 minutes of praise and worship, and then an hour, hour and a half of the preached word. The word is for you. Worship is for him. I'd rather give him the weight of the service. Give him the most, and then the word. Because if you worship him many times, there will be no preached word. He will step in the midst of your service. He himself will become the word. He himself will bless the people. He himself will begin to anoint the people, release them, deliver them, and set them free. People of God, when we learn to worship God purely and truly, we will begin to see miracles, signs, and wonders like we've never seen before. And I'm excited because this is our finest hour, Master's call. This is our finest hour, and we must be found worshiping him in spirit and in truth. May you be blessed by the word of the Lord this day. Dr. Vanessa, I turn it back over to you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, 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 woman of God. Thank you so much for that wonderful, awesome word this morning. And I love when you said worship comes from the heart of God to the heart of God. God bless you, and I will ask you to come back at the end to close us out with a benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Lord, you have set your glory above the heavens, and out of the mouth of babes and sucklings you have ordained strength. Lord, we thank you for filling the temple this morning, filling our temples, O God, with that precious, fruitful word of God to worship you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your word tells us to worship the Lord in all his splendor. Let all the earth tremble before him. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that we now know how important worshiping you is, O God. So we ask you, Father, that you saturate us, Lord, in your presence, that we will continue to worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you for this woman of God, Lord, who have come before us, Father, with your word. We thank you for blessing her going out, blessing her coming in, blessing, Father God, everything her hands touch and where her feet tread. We thank you, Father God, for keeping her in perfect peace as her mind stays on you. We ask you, Father, that you pour blessings of virtue within her, Father, as she poured out to us, oh God. And we thank you for doing it, not by might nor by power, but it's by the Spirit of the true and living God. And Father, we lift up all those that are going through health challenges. We call them healed by the blood of the Lamb. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. We thank you, Father God, for Mother Oliver, Mother Josie, Mother Eleanor, Big Girl Taryn, Scout, Jerry, Howard, Johnny, Jerry, Duncan, Leslie, LaJuan, Kenneth, Nina, Sam, Annie, Charles, and Terry, Father God. We thank you that you are doing a special work in their bodies, Father God. And we thank you in advance that it is done. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. And we, Lord God, look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We ask you, Father, to touch the bereaved families all over this land, Father God, the Watson Peters family, the Jared family, the Stallworth Williams family, the Ward family, the Cheeks family, the Link family, Father God, the Smith and Mitchell family, the Live family, and even the family of Cupcake, Father God, whose body they found, oh God. Touch our friend, Father, in the name of Jesus and her family, Lord God. And we know, Father, that you too have a work that you have begun in each and every one of us, and you will make this for your glory and for our good, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for ministering to our hearts in a special way. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon as they continue with this call. Strengthen them and keep them in every way. We bless your name, oh God, for all that you do, and we know that it is done to your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, you definitely want to share this call with someone. I tell you, the woman of God blessed us with worship, hallelujah, this morning, and then turned around and gave us a word on how to worship our awesome and mighty God. The playback is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The pen is 957-677-POUND. Now, we definitely have the New Morning Motivational Call coming up next right after this call with Awareness Wednesday with our dynamic Diamond Presidents, Reggie Flanagan and Victoria Flanagan. And today's topic is going to be on heartburn, acid reflux, and GERD. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The pen is 294-617-POUND. We thank you so much again, Minister Kalen, for allowing God to use you this morning, young woman of God, to usher us in before the presence of the Lord. And thank you again, Minister Rebecca, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the love of the Lord in your heart. And thank you, woman of God, our apostle, Melissa Brown, for blessing us with that awesome word and with the anointing on your heart and on your spirit as you worship the Lord this morning. Would you please come back and close us out with a benediction?
The Lord bless me. The Lord keep me. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee, and be gracious unto thee, and give thee peace. God bless you.